State Health.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things out here this hour. Mark, you've got a story in regards to immigration. What happened to one man, an entrepreneur who was trying to come into the country and make a better life for himself, as I understand it? What's the story?
Well, this is from theminiaturespage.com. Bob Murch of Pulp Figures was scheduled to attend the NHMGS's Enfilade convention this weekend, the date of this is earlier this year. So, and he was to introduce a new line of figures. Now, this is called miniature gaming, and I guess
so. It's like for like Warhammer and things like that, where you get the little figurines and you roll dice and things like that.
That's the impression I get.
Okay,
I can't say that I'm an expert in this field or anything like that, but I know that people do it and people enjoy it, and it certainly doesn't hurt anyone. And there's money that exchanges hands. People make a living off of selling these figures, making these figures,
painting them. Sure.
Providing places for these people to go and play their games. I'm sure that the conventions are a real hoot and if these guys want to do that, if that's their thing, then that's their thing. I can
you
imagine.
You used to play Dungeons and Dragons as a kid.
I did.
That kind of stuff.
Yep, it's exactly like that.
Okay.
And he planned to attend and introduce a new line of figures, but was denied entry into the United States at the Sumas border point. The problem was apparently the merchandise which Bob was bringing to sell at the convention. He believed at the amount of the goods was allowed under the NAFTA agreement, and he had prepared his paperwork in accordance with U.S. Customs instructions, as he had done in the years past. This wasn't the first time he'd come here and done this. According to a report in the Northwest Historical Miniature Gaming Society mailing list, that's the initials I'd given earlier, his stated purpose for entry was deemed insufficient. He was lectured by the agent for attempting to steal U.S. jobs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where was he coming from?
Canada, my understanding.
Canada? He wasn't allowed in from Canada. So he would have been allowed in, presumably, normally, if he hadn't brought all that stuff with him?
I guess.
So the suggestion was that because you're coming here to sell these miniatures means some American's going to lose his job? That's pretty absurd.
Well, some American could. There's probably Americans there making and selling miniatures, right?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
That's gross.
Then to further add to the frustration, he spent an hour being fingerprinted and photographed while a lengthy report was filled out.
They can't just let you come in and leave their building without taking some sort of vital information from you.
Yeah, they didn't. It's so odd. If you don't want to let the guy in, turn him around and send him home.
Mm.
You don't have to detain him and fingerprint him and do all these other things.
Yeah, but they can.
This happened to me at the Canadian border checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could have just as easily said, sorry, we don't let convicted felons in Canada. But instead, they took me in, they locked me up.
Really?
Nicest jail I've ever been in. Very, very, very nice convicts in the Canadian jails. But, they could have just turned me around at the border. But no, they have to run you through their little system. They have systems.
Mm, sure.
And
paperwork
just
must be filed.
It's silly. So then he was, attached to his passport, branding him forever as someone who tried to gain entry to the U.S. for illegal purposes.
Oh, great. So now he can never come back, basically?
It's going to be, you can believe coming back is going to be a problem.
Just awful.
Yeah, and that's the story, and I just think it was, so odd.
Land of the free, huh? Just disgusting. Look, people coming to America, whether they want to get a job or whether they want to create jobs by starting their own business to offer products and services in the marketplace, these are people that are good for our economy. There's
right.
No finite. I don't understand. I guess just people don't understand economics, and I don't really claim to be an expert. I never took any real courses in economics. But look, there's no finite number of jobs. From my understanding, in a market-based economy, the more free it is, the more jobs there are, and there's always more jobs than there are people to fill those jobs.
Right.
So
they can't propose that that the same amount of money changed hands at this Northwest whatever miniature convention thing that went on. They can't propose the same amount of Northwest Historical Miniature Gaming Society. They can't propose the same amount of money changed hands as it did, that it did, as it would have if Bob Murch had gone. See, this is the silly part. They assume these Luddites, these people that believe that things are static in the world.
Yeah, there's a finite wealth pie in their mind.
The people that went to that convention, some of them went with a budget to spend, I'm sure. Some of them were going to spend no matter what they were going to spend. They spent all the money in their pocket, whatever. But some of them were unconvinced to spend by the miniatures that they saw, because Bob Murch's miniatures weren't there. Some went specifically to buy Bob's miniatures and didn't buy anything else. More stuff would have been sold if Bob Murch had been there. That's the point, is people want what they want, and they're not going to buy. If I'm going there to buy a Confederate soldier standing next to a 50 caliber cannon or whatever, I'm not going to settle for a Yankee soldier standing next to a Gatling gun. Sorry, I don't want that. I want the Confederate soldier. That's what I'm looking for.
Right.
I may not even be right. It says historical literature.
It sounds
I'm guessing. I don't know. If I'm looking for a
real
British,
wars instead of orcs,
a British dragoon, I'm not going to settle for a Zulu warrior.
Yeah.
Sorry. And, maybe I want Bob Murch's, British dragoons. Maybe he goes through the trouble of painting each little medal on their chest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it, but
you never got to find out.
Right.
Bob wasn't allowed.
Bob Murch should be obviously it was a big deal. I mean, they put it right here on their website. This wasn't just some schlub that was going there. This was this was Bob Murch, for God's sake. and this is the thing that people don't understand, is the money that changed hands here, didn't change hands here. That's a transaction that's not going to take place, and it's an American, likely, that isn't getting the product that they want. Forget about the Canadians and their, the money that they were, oh my God, Bob Murch is going to take money back to Ontario and spend it there. Well, the money comes back across the border.
Sure,
it moves. Money's liquid.
Yeah.
But there's an American out there that didn't get his British dragoon in full combat regalia. And that's what he wanted. That's what he wanted to spend his money on. Little lead figurines, I guess. They're lead, I'm going to assume.
It's little miniature tragedies like this that add up to tyranny, really. I mean, because you can find example after example of little things like this. I mean, for most people looking at a story like that, isn't that interesting, that poor guy? Oh, well. And then they brush by and they move along with their own lives.
Wait until it's your...
Right, but it's happening to Bob, and it's happening to Strong City, and it's happening to, the old lady in Utah with her yard that was inappropriately taken care of, according to the city bureaucrats. And it happens everywhere to so many different people for so many different reasons. It all adds up to tyranny, as far as I'm concerned, and it's disgusting.
And in this particular case, they use that sort of they trot out the customs agent trots out this old platitude about you're stealing American
nonsense,
stealing U.S. jobs.
Okay, what you said, these people, they call them Luddites. They just don't get it. They don't understand about wealth and how wealth is infinite. That wealth is constantly growing. As long as you have the freedom to create more wealth, you will the wealth pie will always expand.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go back 200 years when there was only, I don't know, certainly not 300 million people in this country. I don't even know what the estimate would have been in, 1800. How many people would have been living in the United States in 1800?
Wikipedia would be a good place to go for
that. Let's just say 100 million. Probably way too high, but let's say 100 million
people.
Seems
way too high, yeah, but go ahead.
Well, where'd all those jobs come from? Because we still don't have just 80 million jobs in this country. There's more than 80 million jobs now. So weren't people concerned back then because all these new kids being born were end up going to steal the other people's jobs, and all those immigrants back then going to steal people's jobs? No, there was no jobs to be stolen. There's always new jobs being created, because as new people come here, whether it's they're getting born into this country or whether they're crossing some imaginary line in the sand, it's new people that need to be fed. It's people that need to be, they have to have clothes on their back. They have to have a place to live. They want to entertain themselves. They coming here creates a demand for products and services that previously had not existed here. And someone in search of a profit is going to fill that demand.
Right. Bob Murch was going to buy a hotel room. Bob Murch was going to eat food.
Yep.
Bob Murch was going to do all kinds of things, get a taxi, do all kinds of things here in the United States and employ Americans. Bob Murch was employing Americans, not stealing their jobs.
Yep.
These people are idiots. By the way, that in the 1800 census, there were 5,309,000 people in the United States.
That's it?
Wow.
It was a hell,
of a jump from the 1790 census.
I'll say. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is William Lewis. And if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years. 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 911 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am and wondering, what else have they done and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 350,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And you can get your limited supply Pork Fest beer mug and drink responsibly with Osborne from Sickle CAI, featuring select microbrews from New Hampshire, margaritas, guest celebrity bartenders, including Mark and myself, prize drawings, and more, only at the Sickle CAI Fun Tent at this year's Pork Fest. So if you're not going to Pork Fest, then you're SOL. If you want to go to Pork Fest and experience the Fun Tent, then go to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. We'll tell you a little bit more about Pork Fest coming up here in a few moments. In the meantime, we go to your phone calls. It's Ryan in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Good. No, I just wanted to tell everyone we're having primary elections for Senate in the state of New Jersey. Republican Murray Sabrin, he's part of the Ron Paul Revolution. He's been endorsed by Ron Paul, and I just want everybody to support him as much as possible. You come to MurraySabrin.com, and, you know, whatever you can do will help. We want to get this guy in there. We want to return back to our roots again, you know, constitutionalism.
Why is this guy, you know, so different from the other people out there? What is it that's him?
You know, he believes he's just like Ron Paul. He believes in the Constitution. He believes in limited government. You know, that's what America is, so...
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear about that, and I have heard some good things. I know LouRockwell.com is pretty heavily behind Mr. Sabrin, and I think Ron Paul has actually endorsed him, whereas there are certainly a number of candidates who are claiming to be Ron Paul Republicans without actually having the official Ron Paul seal of approval. So any other plugs, you'll have to go through Mark and actually buy some ads, okay, man?
You got
All right,
no problem.
All right, thanks,
take
dude. 800-259-9231. Prefer you actually have something to talk about when you call in, because there's only so far that sort of stuff can go.
Plug radio doesn't appeal.
Yeah.
But Murray Sabrin, you know, I mean, I've only heard good things about him, and I've been on all the Ron Paul boards. And
he's got Ron Paul's endorsement. I mean, that's a pretty good sign, right? I don't know anything about
I haven't heard Ron Paul endorse him. I haven't really looked into it.
That's my understanding.
But, yeah, I believe that to be true.
It is my understanding that that's the case. I saw it on LouRockwell.com, and they all kind of hang out.
Yeah,
those guys. All right, so energy drinks are under attack. According to the International Herald Tribune, health researchers have identified a surprising new predictor for risky behavior among teenagers and adults, the energy drink. Now, what I want to know is, haven't teenagers been taking stupid risks for the longest time since before the dawn of the energy drink?
Not all of them.
What is it that they have here that is going to suggest, you know what I mean, Mark? Teenagers have done some dumb stuff.
Sure, I would agree with them that energy drinks are, in fact, a predictor of people that are, you know, going to take more chances and that kind of thing.
But that doesn't mean that the energy drinks are making them take more chances. You're saying
No. People
that take chances are more likely to drink
Sure. Energy
drinks?
Right, it's an issue of, you know, behavioral science. You know, the people that drink energy drinks are going to, you know, they're going to be a little more aggressive, take a few more chances, that kind of thing. Look, if you go into a bar and you're looking to have sex with a woman that evening and one woman's smoking and the other one's not, talk to the smoker.
Why?
Well, they're just, you know, they're...
You're saying cigarette smokers are easier?
Yeah, I am. you know, just...
And if she has a tattoo...
There you go.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
Flynn.
More likely to participate in more self-destructive type behavior. And I'm sorry, having sex with somebody you meet in a bar is self-destructive behavior. You might be swept up in the moment. I'm not saying that if you met your husband 50 years ago in a bar and slept with him on the first night, fine and dandy. I'm not saying that you're a bad person. All I'm saying is, you know, these are precursors to more, destructive behavior.
Super caffeinated energy drinks with names like Red Bull, Monster, Full Throttle, and AMP have surged in popularity in the past decade. About a third of 12 to 24-year-olds say they regularly down energy drinks, which account for more than $3 billion in annual sales in the United States alone. The trend has been the source of growing concern among health researchers and school officials. Apparently anything that kids do becomes the concern of school officials. Around the country, the drinks have been linked with reports of nausea, abnormal heart rhythms, and emergency room visits. In Colorado Springs, several high school students last year became ill after drinking Spike Shooter, a high-caffeine drink, prompting the principal to ban the beverages. And that, I'm sure that's kept them off the campus.
Yeah, but nobody's drinking those now.
Nobody's trucking them in their backpack and selling them surreptitiously outside of class. No, that's not happening. In March, four middle school students in Broward County, Florida, went to the emergency room with heart palpitations and sweating after drinking the energy beverage Redline.
They just can't handle their energy drink is what their problem is.
In Oregon,
lightweights.
Teachers this month sent parents email alerting them that students who brought energy drinks to school were literally drunk on a caffeine buzz or falling off a caffeine crash. New research suggests the drinks are associated with a health issue far more worrisome than the jittery effects of caffeine, and that is risk-taking. In March, the Journal of American College Health published a report on the link between energy drinks, athletics, and risky behavior. According to the study's author, Kathleen Miller, she says it suggests that high consumption of energy drinks is associated with toxic jock behavior, a constellation of risky and aggressive behaviors, including unprotected sex, substance abuse, and violence. Now, the finding doesn't mean the drinks cause bad behavior, and I'm glad they pointed that out here. But the data suggests that regular consumption of any energy drinks may be a red flag for parents, that their children are more likely to take risks with their health and safety.
I think that's accurate. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with the article being written from that point of view. That look, if your kid is one of the kids that's taking energy drinks, they could be it's possible that they could be one of these risk takers, and they could participate in these other more destructive behaviors. But you know, I had a girlfriend that I dated, and her sister was a person that didn't drink caffeine, didn't eat meat,
straight edge.
That was the terminology she used.
Oh, what, really?
I don't know who knows the terminology or what it means to people or anything like that. But she did nothing risky. And on about the time of her 18th birthday, she decided she was going to make some easy money by going to work at the Cheetah in Sarasota.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
You don't think that's risky behavior? Here's somebody that exhibited none of this, these sort of precursors, that decided to go be a stripper.
Anything can happen, huh?
Right. So, just because they're drinking energy drinks doesn't mean they're out having unprotected sex, smoking pot, and, driving fast in cars. And B, just because they're not drinking energy drinks doesn't mean that they're not out having sex, smoking pot, and driving fast in cars.
Yeah. I didn't want to, I certainly don't want to indict energy drinks. I just wanted to bring this up as yet another example of something that you can expect the state people, the government people, to go after here. Because some kids have had a few energy drinks and caused some trouble means that, whoa, we've got to ban these things. We can't allow kids. You're going to have to be 18 now to buy energy drinks. Before you know it, that seems to be the direction this is going in now.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Caffeine may become regulated. If it's being banned on school campus, how far is it to say that they'll put on age restrictions on buying these things?
And caffeine, it's a drug, but it's one of the most benign drugs out there. One can make the argument that Western civilization is built on caffeine. You can look at really the spread of tea and coffee was the precursor to just things happening here in the Western Civ before people were just drinking beer and hanging out in pubs.
You know, there's actually more to say about this. The American Beverage Association has something to say about this with one of their spokesmen. And I'll read the quote for you here in a bit. I think they're digging themselves into a hole with the approach they're taking. We'll talk about it here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Warning, the EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, download them from the front page of the website for free on us at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Caffeine under attack, specifically the energy drink versions of caffeine, of which there are so many of them out there. There are so many energy drinks.
It's the new big thing.
Oh, it is huge. $3 billion now in annual sales is what they account for. Of course, they're very popular in the younger age group between 12 and 24 years old. And this story here is, it's a pretty honest story. There's been some studies done, and it's pointing out here that the studies don't show that drinking energy drinks causes bad behavior. That's not what they're pointing out. But they are pointing out that it's an indicator that if your kid is somebody that's hooked on energy drinks, that he or she may be someone who's more likely to engage in risky, dangerous behavior. And I think that's something that parents should consider. That's something they should look at. But more interestingly is that I think if parents are concerned about their kids, maybe they shouldn't be so much concerned about this from a health standpoint as much as from a savings standpoint. I mean, if you're encouraging your kids to save money and encouraging them to understand fiscal responsibility, you have to wonder why they would be going out spending $2 to $3 a pop on energy drinks and drinking who knows how many of them per day.
I don't know how many of these. I don't know much about energy drinks. I remember when Red Bull first came out, they put a case of them. We had a case or several cases at the Rotterdam
radio station. Yeah.
And I used them. I liked them. And then I had my allergic reaction to caffeine, and I just stopped being able to handle it.
Mm.
So I don't mess with that stuff anymore. You'd have to institutionalize me, and I would probably have no friends if I drank one of these things.
I'm no health expert, Mark, but it seems to me that drinking energy drinks a whole bunch would essentially do, you know, it is caffeine. Yeah, they put some other crap in there, but it's mostly caffeine. Would essentially bring you to the point where you're just addicted to the caffeine, and it doesn't do anything for energy anymore. There are some people that claim that if they're caffeine drinkers, that getting up in the morning and drinking the cup of coffee doesn't do so much to wake them up as it does to maintain their addiction. And so I really wonder that, you know, if these kids are drinking a bunch of energy drinks, is it doing anything to provide them with energy? I mean, how could you get energy consistently out of a little can? I don't believe that marketing, personally. It doesn't fly with me necessarily. It seems like you've got a certain amount of energy in your body. That might give you a buzz for a little while, but if you keep drinking it, then is it going to have the same effect on you? How do you feel about all that?
You're going to develop a certain level of tolerance, but if you take enough of this stuff, it's going to happen. Plus, you'll get a stimulation out of it over a, you know, different types of stimulation. Sure, the first time you get it, you'll be stimulated differently than when you're, you know, the 100th time in 100 days that you drink one of these.
Could it burn you out? Like, could you stimulate yourself to the point where you're tired later on as a result of that?
Sure, you'll get caffeine crashes from these things.
What is a caffeine crash?
You're like lethargic but kind of jittery at the same time.
Hmm.
So you couldn't really sleep. I couldn't. I've always had some reaction to caffeine. Some people claim they can drink a cup of coffee and go straight to bed. I couldn't do it. If you want this kind of thing, the best stuff is like that 5-hour energy, vitamin B. The vitamin B drinks out there are better.
It just seems to me that teenagers don't need energy drinks. Like, as far as they are young, they should have a lot of energy naturally because they're just young teenagers. Don't kids have a little more energy than people in their 90s or whatever, people in their 80s? Am I wrong about this? Don't kids have juice? Don't they have stamina? Don't they? I mean, don't they in their little bodies? Can't they go a little farther,
longer?
I don't know. That's just the impression that I get.
They're taking it probably for for drug reasons. I mean, you know,
because it's a buzz.
Yeah, it's a stimulant.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
I've never felt high off of drinking a cup of coffee, but I don't know. I've had these energy drinks before, and I've barely even noticed anything.
Well, some people have very little, effect from them. But there's a big effect for most people drinking one of these energy drinks.
But it's not like, but do you agree when I say they don't really need them? Like,
they don't.
I grew up without energy drinks, and I was fine.
That was the point that I was trying to make here, is I don't think that these energy drinks come in six packs. You can't get them at Walmart. You can't get a 24-pack cheaper.
You can get like a 4-pack or something like that.
Yeah, but I think that they're still expensive. There's
large
margin on these things.
Oh, yeah.
And, they're making a lot of profit. And they haven't, the marketplace hasn't, filled in or anything like that. If you really want to get a caffeine buzz, it seems to me that you can get you can go to Walmart and get Wally Mountain or whatever their off-brand Mountain Dew is.
Yeah, but you don't get the milligrams that you do in these energy drinks.
You don't, but you can drink more.
I guess the idea is the one dose is all you need or whatever. I don't. These kids are really into caffeine, and I'm not saying they shouldn't be able to. By all means, if what you want to do is pound a bunch of energy drinks and get all buzzy, then you certainly should be able to. I just question whether or not it's even necessary. I mean, don't you have enough energy as is? Are you an energy drink consumer? Do you want to comment on this? Because obviously they're popular. Certainly some of them
must
be listening.
Clearly we don't know what the hell we're talking about when
some
it comes
of them
to them.
Must be listening to the show. The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Lurk, here's what the American Beverage Association has to say about this controversy. And I think they're digging themselves into a hole here that's totally unnecessary. They say that its members don't market energy drinks to teenagers. The intended audience, according to their spokesman, is adults. He says the marketing's meant for people who can actually afford $2 or $3 to buy the products. Who couldn't see through that? Come on. Have you seen the marketing for this stuff? It's like zim, zam, zoom. And
Kids on bikes, BMX bikes.
I mean, I haven't even seen the commercials. I'm just basing it on the designs of the can because I don't watch TV, so I don't know what the TV spots are like.
I haven't seen any TV spots for
it. Just the TV or just the designs on the bottles are all X, you know, Generation XY looking and, you know, big X's and flashy colors, and I don't know how to describe market stuff, but it looks attractive to something that it looks like a product that would attract young people. So it seems clear to me that it's being marketed towards people that are interested in this, and that is the 12 to 24 age group. To suggest this is just for adults, or to suggest that kids can't afford $2 to $3 a pop, they don't have rent to pay. Of course they can afford it.
You know, the thing is soda manufacturers, soda's had caffeine in it all along. I don't know what the problem is. Oh, these little worry warts out there. I know Western civilization is not going to crumble to the ground because of these drinks.
If anything, kids should be swayed away from these simply because the $3 or the $10 a day or whatever it is they spend on these drinks, if they're the addicts, that could be put towards a bank account or a new car or something much more tangible, something useful that's not just going to get peed out into the toilet an hour later. I just think that's the real tragedy here, is that kids are dumping their money into all kinds of crap that they don't need. And with a little bit more financial intelligence, that could change. We can continue here with the story, but let's go first to Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
I probably only had less than a dozen of them my whole life. But if people are so concerned about just the regular energy drinks making people hyper or do dangerous things, what about the ones that are 8% alcohol?
Oh, I've heard about those, yeah.
One of them's Tilt. I'll have one of those every now and then, but I don't know what's worse than a wide awake drunk, you know?
Yeah, what's that
like? It totally doesn't do anything for me, the idea of that.
If I was going to pick one to drink, it would probably be Rockstar because I guess Michael Savage and his son, which I don't listen to him no more, but I happen to know that he helped his son, him and his son, developed Rockstar.
Oh, well, that's a reason not to drink it.
So,
Michael Savage came up with it? That's why I wouldn't drink it.
They're both herbalists, so if I was going to drink one, that'd probably be one.
Michael Savage is a doctor. Michael Werner Wiener is in fact a doctor, herbalist type doctor guy. So yeah, I mean, I would agree with him on that.
But yeah, but it doesn't. That would give me a reason to stay away from.
They probably all have nutritionists in there.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jeremy. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Just out of curiosity, we'll find out here in a few moments some of the caffeine milligram counts for some of these drinks. The spike shooters, pretty up there. Get to that here in moments, in your calls as well. Are you an energy drink addict? Or are you just a casual drinker? Tell us about your habits. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line in here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us, including the updates, live streams, and more, all for free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. I guess I can announce this at this point, because I did get an agreement in today. You don't even know about this yet, Mark. You knew it was coming. Finger Lakes, the Finger Lakes region of New York. I believe Canandaigua, Auburn. I don't have the list in front of me, so there's a handful of. There's a bunch of little lakes
Google,
that look like
Google Finger Lakes. You'll see it.
Yeah, the Finger Lakes News Radio Network is going to be joining us. Finger Lakes News Radio. So it's a network of several stations.
Five, right?
Five stations, two on FM, three on AM.
So that's a five station. You know, instead of one station, we've just, you know, added,
booyah!
Right, five stations, five call letters from from an advertising standpoint. You know,
that's a significant increase.
I don't know how many. Pretty soon we'll have all these contracts in that we've got, and I don't know how many there are or anything like that.
We'll probably be at 40 by the end of June.
Yeah, I would think so.
I would say.
Yeah,
and hopefully 50 by the end of the year.
If not, I would imagine that's very likely.
We can do it better with your help, though, and that's what the AMP program's all about. It's also about bringing internet listeners on board. Looks like we're going to be coming on board with some advertising over at NolanChart.com. Which is apparently, from what I understand, a pretty popular website, so we're going to go there.
I know Bill Westmiller writes there, the president of the RLC. Right.
So we're reaching out, we're bringing new listeners in, and more new people are coming across the message of freedom and liberty, and that's a good thing, right? So if you want to help us with that and get some perks, like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, chat room forum, and more, go to amp.freetalklive.com and get all those details. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. My wife is getting right now the knobs and the faucets for our new kitchen. And,
oh, cool.
You know, just go to interknobs.com and start looking around, and you will see the most insane collection of faucets. I was roped in to looking at faucets, and I, you know, my opinion didn't count. I said, I like that one. Well, oh, we'll go with the other one. You know how that goes, right?
Yeah.
But just, it's amazing. We needed a bronze faucet, but not just a bronze, it has to be the oiled bronze color. Not just that. It has to pull out. The sprayer had to pull out so that she could use that, rather than having a sprayer on the side.
Right.
I'd always had when I was growing up.
Wait, now, were these specifications that she had before she went and looked around? Did she know she wanted all these things?
No, she created
her specifications. Or she just saw this incredible selection and she decided, well, now that I can have all these things, I'll get that.
Don't forget, now, just the sprayer pulls out. Not just that, the soap dispenser has to match the bronze, spraying thing.
It's all very important.
Right, and the sink, not just your regular sink, couldn't be one, she wanted to be able to
wash. Sinks?
Yeah, they do sinks, too.
All right.
Not just wash the one big pan, she wants to wash big pans in there, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
God knows, I have these steak pans, I need to be able to submerge them completely to
absolutely,
wash them.
Yeah.
The way we've been washing them up till now is simply not good enough. And, fine, okay. So rather than getting just a rectangular square, they have these sinks that there's a big sink on one side and then a tiny little sink for, I guess, rinsing off your glasses or, you know, scrubbing a carrot. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I had one of those sinks with two fairly large sides on both sides, and then in the middle was a very skinny one, and I never did anything with it. I don't know what.
Right. Well, essentially, that's what I've got, except only one big side and then a skinny one, will have. You know, and of course, it has to be on different sides. And these are different levels. So, when I'm putting the plumbing in, it's going to be that much harder to do. It's all complicated. It just goes to show how many different sinks and faucets and knobs and pulls and all that other stuff. And the girls love this. You know, I'm sure lots of guys do too. But, you know, in my life, my wife's going to pick these things. And, you know, Peter's been great with her.
If Laura ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
I'll tell you what. So, Peter, I get CC'd on all the emails. I think it's really cute how Peter thinks I have some kind of say in this. But maybe they're just trying to keep me, you know. But I get CC'd on all these emails going back and forth talking about knobs and.
Wow. So that's a lot of customer service.
It's a lot of customer service. You're going to get what you want. You're going to get it at wholesale prices.
I expect to hear the same thing from anybody that contacts us, and to hear them say they have the same level of treatment that Laura got. I don't want her getting any special treatment.
I talked to Peter about that, and that's exactly the truth.
Right,
you know, in fact, he does give that kind of special service, and it says so right here.
And you get 10% off.
Yep, you get 10% off with using the code FTL. Of course, you can call them. They've got a number right there, and it's probably easier to call. You look at their selection. They've got so much more than they have on their website, he changes everything around. So, yeah, go to internobs.com. Use the toll-free line. If you're in the business of construction or interior design,
wholesale.
Yeah, they have a special discount for people in there. Well, it's wholesale.
It's
already
wholesale to the consumer, but yeah.
In order to deal with somebody who's going to be, you know, giving them all kinds of quantity business, they're willing to give us, an even farther discount.
Good business. Yeah. All right. Internobs.com, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, talking about energy drinks. And they're coming under some suspicion. The various schools around the country have put bans on these items. They're concerned that children are acting out whilst high on caffeine. And look, caffeine's always going to be out there. It's always going to be available.
Thank
whether
goodness.
It's in the form of energy drinks or in the form of caffeine or in the form of pills or whatever, we need to just get over it. Kids are going to be doing these things. I think they should be encouraged to save their damn money and put it towards, you know, a car or something more productive. Get a PlayStation 3. Do something else besides just pour it right out your body down into the toilet. Just seems like a waste of cash to me more than anything else. But some more here on the actual drinks that we're looking at. Some of the main brands, just an interesting comparison here. This, according to the American Beverage Association, many of the drinks have plant-based stimulants like guarana, herbs like ginkgo and ginseng, sugar, amino acids, including taurine, as well as vitamins, but the main active ingredient is caffeine. Now, the caffeine content varies. A 12-ounce serving of AMP contains 107 milligrams of caffeine, compared with 34 to 38 for the same amount of Coca-Cola or Pepsi.
Now, give it to me one more time.
107 in AMP for 12 ounces mm-hmm. versus 38 milligrams for Pepsi.
So Monster. Essentially three Pepsis.
Right. Monster, it was actually 34 for Coke, 38 for Pepsi. So three Cokes, a little less than three Pepsis. Monster has 120 milligrams. Red Bull has 116. Higher on the spectrum, Spike Shooter contains 428 milligrams of caffeine in 12 ounces. And Wired X344 contains 258.
Oh, I bet that's foul tasting.
Caffeine Spike Shooter with 428 milligrams compared to...
Caffeine does not taste good. And that's,
yeah, they taste like medicine, these many of these drinks.
And that's why they, the caffeinated drinks like Coke and Pepsi and that kind of thing, they don't have a lot in there because, it's, you know, you can taste the caffeine.
It says here, though, that apparently some high school students became ill after drinking the Spike Shooter with the 428 milligrams.
I think that sounds believable. Probably have it for the first time. You know, for one thing, you're going to have to go big relatively quickly. And
big bigs. Bathroom, number one?
Yeah, number two.
Number two. Caffeine makes you go number two?
It does.
I didn't know that.
Afraid so.
Wow, all right. Let's go to your phone calls. Michael in North Carolina, wondering what your energy drink or caffeine habits are. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I used to drink that. I drank them, like, for about, I think, a month or so, but I just went back to coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest issue is, like, what you were saying before is, you know, do you still get that buzz after you do it for so long and whatnot? It's not so much that. It's so much that you need it just to maintain a regular. I think that it has a lot to do with...
Right, you're maintaining your
doctors.
Addiction.
Right, what these doctors are calling adrenal burnout, where your adrenal glands are just so pushed to the limit through caffeine all the time that your body just, over the years, adjusts to that is the status quo of what your body does.
Huh.
And then you try to keep it up, and it's incredibly difficult to live without it, you know?
Right. So you're not actually getting energy as much as you are just getting a fix to keep you at your normal level.
Yeah, especially with the diets today that people eat, whether they think they're being unhealthy or not, the majority of it's carbohydrates, and a lot of the fast food is chock full of sugar, especially the buns, and people just get hyped up on that. There's no nutrients in that crap, you know, so your body's not getting what it normally needs, even on a menial basis.
So, Michael, you noticed a difference after a month of drinking these energy drinks? Michael?
Just the cost, pretty much.
That was it. So you're still, you know, you're still feeding the caffeine habit, just cheaper with coffee as you used to.
Bought a coffee maker. It was just like, I'm not spending, you know,
yeah.
I don't know, what is it, $2.50?
It's a small fortune. I mean, it's like having a cigarette habit. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate you dialing in. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. $2. If you could just stand drinking one can a day, that's $700 a year.
Yep, that brews strong coffee. It'd be a heck of a lot cheaper.
More coming up here. And apparently some coffee beverages actually have more caffeine than some of these energy drinks. Of course, those cost more, too, coffee beverages. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.